Did I leave you a spoon or did I stir it?
No, I have the spoon here.
All right.
Oh, okay. thank you.
I might have even spilled it there. No, I didn't. I thought maybe.
Where's my coffee?
Well, I guess about to start. Could you give me some background on just like where you were born and the year, and then when you came out here or in Northeast Oregon, how long you've been here?
Oh, let's see. I was born in 1896 in West Virginia. I come to Oregon, and what year did I come to Oregon?
In the
30s. Huh?
We come here when it was 36.
In 36?
Up into here, yeah.
36.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you come right up to this area here then when...
Oh, no, I come...
we married in Portland.
No, I come up to Haines and at that time.
Well, you were there when winter was gone.
I lived there a year and moved out in the country.
We were city people.
You was, I wasn't.
Well, I don't know, pretty much. Pretty much.
We were in Haines for about a year and then yeah. Came up this way?
No, I moved out on the ranch after I was there about it. I lived in Haines a year and then moved out on the ranch. But then we started in the bee business. Started in bees. And then I moved up here. I don't know what year did she say we moved up here?
Well, I think you came here in 36. Was that it to Oregon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's just what, after a year or two, then you moved up to the Wolf Creek here?
Yeah.
Well, you've been, was the whole thing that you're doing now, has that been going on since that time?
I worked around on the ranches and had just, you know, and started a few cattle and stuff here. And then I went to work for the Forest Service. I worked 14 years for the Forest Service here.
What area were you working in, Bud, with the Forest Service?
I worked in the Grand, on the Grand.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'd just be on the Grand District all through the 14 years?
Yeah.
There. What job did you have, Bud?
Oh, I had cattle. I worked cattle, and maintenance work.
Mm-hmm.
On trails, you know.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was with them 14 years on that.
Remember what year? Which years those were? About or about what period of time?
God, no, I have to
go back through the records.
I have to go back through. It's been a long time since I worked for them, you know.
So it seemed to me it's in the 50s you're still working for them then, weren't you?
I probably was.
Because I came out here in 1955, and it seemed to me you were working there at the district at that time.
Probably was.
If I remember right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked out of... Yeah, there wasn't many of us working then. There was just a few of us.
Oh, yeah.
The office was in the old post office building in the Grand there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, had this little office.
A lot of big change over the years.
Oh, God, yeah, there's so many cars out there now. I think we had one Jeep, I think, but yeah. One of them wide wheeled ones in the back, you know. there was about four or five of us, and that was about the size of it. And I don't think there was that many during the winter. But anyway, during the summer, of course, they had all the lookouts there, you know what I mean, trail maintenance, trails and they had to rig their crude in, but not like we got now.
Oh, no.
Man, oh, man.
What are you doing? Were you riding like quite a bit up around Starkey and that Tony Bay country? And
I rode all this country from Porcupine. I worked out of Porcupine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I worked out of Porcupine. Well, I rode that country, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I went many places I didn't go, I guess.
So I was wondering, to get started, would be if either any observations you had or knowing about anyone else of some species that are either not here any longer or endangered or pretty rare, like the wolf or grizzly bear or resident bald eagles, peregrine falcons, of any of those types of animals that have you...
The cougar, there used to be a few cougar in here, mm-hmm. but you never see one, never hear one anymore now. The last ones I heard of being killed was the Lad Canyon here, when they put that Lad Canyon in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember about what year that was?
No. Maybe she could tell. She's pretty good at that. But hell, I never even think about those things. You know what I mean? Years and stuff that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not very good at remembering things unless it was special. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things, you know, something special I probably remember. But no,
Do you remember seeing any resident bald eagle? Of course, they come in the winter time, but ones that would nest?
No, there's a big one sitting right down here. The last one I saw was right here on this point right here. I thought it was deer sitting there, laying there, with that white spots when I drove up along, and then he flew off the hill, flew right over the car.
Yeah.
Nice bird. That's the last eagle I've saw in here. I haven't saw a bald eagle around now for years.
There's no down lower. They come in a lot, like during the winter time. They'll be migrating in.
They do?
But I don't think they're rare to see where they're actually nesting. Because generally about March is when they leave, going back up into the Canada country, up to Alaska.
No, I don't know of any bald eagle in the country since I've been here nesting.
Right, that's what I meant.
But there were golden eagle and buzzards stuff. Of course, they've always been here too, and they're still here. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of any thing, only that some things like the blue grouse. They kind of come and go quite a bit, you know what I mean. And outside of that, I have lots less elk and things than we used to have, you know.
What about from the 30s, from when you come out here, can you give me some idea of the difference in elk populations from what there were at that time to now?
I don't know.
That was deer.
Everybody used to get their elk up in here, around here. You know what I mean? It was nothing to go up in the back here and see two or three big bulls. Anyway, the bulls, they didn't hunt the bulls like they do now. Them bulls get out on them ridges, out in the open. And they run along the timber lines, you know what I mean? All you had to do was flush them out of the draw up on top. They didn't like to run them big horns in the brush, you know what I mean? They were right along the timber lines.
Right at the edge of there.
Right along the timber, you know, we'd get them. But now they stay right in the timber, you know. They're pretty smart that way. Mm-hmm. But there used to be lots of them, hell. Everybody around here years ago got their elk, you know. They lived on it. That's what they, in the wintertime, they figured on having elk for and a deer. Mm-hmm. And they all got them. And then they just got less and less all the time. They're the big bulls. Anyway. But now there seems to be, you see a few cows anytime you go out now hunting for deer. Mm-hmm. But the bulls, no bulls. if you do, it's a spike, you know what I mean? Got it. 2 points of spike.
Do you have any thoughts of why, what the change or the reasons for it?
Oh, they killed the big bulls off. Now, 2 years ago, was it in a Lake Canyon where them 7 bulls there was on that canyon there? You mm-hmm. see them coming up there? I think I was one of the first ones to see them in there. And there wasn't over a 4 point among the bunch, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, that's unusual, you know. That was pretty good to even see that many bigger 4 points in there. And that used to be quite a... Before that road went in there, hell, that was a canyon. Boy, that was an elk country in there, mm-hmm. through that canyon.
Didn't you feel, dear, that the elk, big elk were being killed off by the bow hunters?
I think most of your bow hunters kill your elk off by your big blue bulls. So
you discussed that a lot.
Doing them rutting season.
Yeah, well, you were mentioning about where they're calling them in during the rutting season and being able to get...
Well, they're getting to be, they're experts that calling them to have them called. Why, you can call them herd bulls in. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I used to go up here when I was going back and forth to Porcupine. I'd just blow in my hands, you know, like that, and them bulls would answer you. Yeah. And you'd watch down over on the other side on Mesquite Creek there. And there are always bulls in there, you know. But you never see anything like that anymore. But there seem to be quite a few cows around. There's a big herd of them over here. Of course, they're feeding them over there.
Yeah, it seemed like because they're feeding them there, that they tend to be...
But I never see no big bulls in them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that they said they got 14 bulls out of this one bunch over here last year on Pratt's place over here.
Oh, mm-hmm.
When they drove them out. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I don't think they got any big bulls in it. I don't know, no, I wouldn't swear, but I think there must have been most of them spikes.
Yeah. Well, one thing that changed, you were mentioning about where they used to hang out in the black pine or the lodge pole.
Oh, they used to find in the back lodge poles when they were about 10, 15 feet high, and there were lots of moss on them. Mm-hmm. They just push them over, and they fed on that, and they'd yard up in there in the winter times. They'd be an acre or two sometimes, or they pushed them all down, you know. And the deer come right along, there'd be fine deer in there eating after the elk. And you could find them herd the elk in them places. They herded up there, you know.
What area was that, Bud?
Oh, that'd be up around, as far up as Porcupine and all this side down through them big black pine pole patches. Mm-hmm. Used to be a lot of big black pine pole patches up on... it used to be at the old experiment station up there, around it, about in through that old experiment station. There used to be a big experiment station up there years ago.
That's the one they call Sheffield?
No, I don't. But anyway, there were a lot of big pine, black pine pole patches. Well, but they didn't stay in them big ones, it was them smaller pole patches, you know.
Would a lot of that been burned up during the Anthony Lakes fire in 65, or is that other area?
Yeah, but they've clear cut all that stuff out now. Mm-hmm. You don't find a lot of them coal patches in there. Mm-hmm. They're all gone.
Yeah, because
it's just clear cut. They just clear in the mouth. And with the Anthony Lake fire, they reseeded that, and then they've thinned it out, a lot of it, but I haven't been in there here late in the last few years, so I don't know what happened in there. But I think that's too recent. I don't think it's thick enough to have the moss and stuff on it like the old stuff.
Well, it wouldn't have the age there.
It wouldn't have the age.
A lot of the old lodge pole was growing, well, they'd be 100 years old and they'd still be very small, a lot of them.
But very thick, you know.
Yeah, real thick. I know all over in the Indian Creek country is that way.
Yeah. Sure it is.
They've
Yeah.
Yeah, they've cleared all them big There used to be some of them pole patches up there that had acres and acres of poles, and a black pine poles to be 12 inches through. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They're all cut out now. I guess they use them for chip.
Well, yeah, chips and a little bit probably for logs too, some of the log homes like that, but I know the beetles have gotten into a lot of that stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
With the chips.
They have my place, right? I guess up on my place there. Of course, that's fur and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They killed it out, got it, and then they logged it. Now you can see for a half a mile any place in there.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. It used to be, you know, you couldn't see anything in there. Now you can see for a half a mile up in there. What's been killed off by the beetle, and you know, and then the log off too.
Well, there's been a lot of things going through there. There's been the beetle for the black pine, and then of course the spruce. Yeah, some of these budworms, you know, come through and tucks them all.
Yeah, Kelsey said we have 640,000 feet up there, all in one where they fell and just kind of rolled down the hill in the ravine. Just piled up there like it was piled. He measured them all 50,000 feet.
There's still some I see, and you can still ride them, get up on the mountains and see some of them spots where all the trees are dead in them, you know. And I mean, I guess they can't do much for that beetle anyway.
Well, they let it go so far, you know, so long that they just got literally in there by the millions. And it's like fire, you don't wait for it to get 1,000 acres and then try to fight it.
That makes you wonder what's going to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
I noticed even across over there, there's three tamarack trees, all brown.
No,
there's
the deer used to be, like I say, the deer's come and gone. It used to be we could count 100 head up here, but it's never been that way since. But we've had quite a few deer come, you know, in the different
that
years.
Way for a few years after we were here.
But,
in the wintertime.
What about the size of deer as far as bucks or that? Were there some pretty good sized ones in here?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of 4 or 5 times in Haines. I used to go out the sagebrush and kill the buck, and that's where I got my big bucks. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I ever got a big buck back in the that I got a locker for. Mm-hmm. But I got some big bucks. God, I used to get some big bucks. 200-pound buck, you know what I mean.
Did you see them in the wintertime? Were they in here, or is this a little too high for them?
I don't think the big bucks come down in the wintertime. I'm this low. I don't know. Never used to see them around here in the wintertime. Now you. Now when the big herds was here, there was big bucks in.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, there was some big bucks in. Yeah. But to come around like they do now, they didn't do that.
That's
nice
when you're having that picture there, buddy.
Huh?
That's nice when you're having that picture there.
When we first came. Then, no, it was nothing to get a 200-pound buck. You know what I mean? There was lots of them. And I never got a bad buck. I killed a buck for a fellow one time that wasn't good. That's the only buck that I ever heard that wasn't good. I'm glad he got it. Yeah. There's some of the pictures up there, the bucks there. See that one there?
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice buck. And that elk there was just one of them.
Yeah,
it's
abandoned.
Yeah, I used to guide here, you know. I used to take them out here. We got some nice elk and elk.
What areas did you guide into?
Right around this part of the country, Shaw Mountain, mostly, and up towards Porcupine, up in that country. Yeah, Shaw Mountain, you know, which always been a great elk country. That's where they should have had the game reserve over there. It's still over here. Of course, I guess they gotten them so now that they're coming over there. But when they first started that over there, there wasn't no elk over hardly in that country, you know. Mm-hmm. Now then they got to feeding them, and I guess the herds are getting bigger all the time, I guess. Yeah, that seemed like that, all that Shaw Mountain was, God, that was great elk country.
Do you know anything about, like up there in Billy Meadows, of course, when they brought the elk up there from Yellowstone, but that was back in the 19-teens or the 20s. Do you know if there's elk over this area, or was that any information that you'd ever heard of?
No, I don't know. They brought them in. I remember that. I don't know. I remember talking about the elk in there when they brought them in there a lot, of course, at that time, but I didn't know much about it. But I don't think that had anything to do with our elk in this part of the country. They claimed that one time, at that time, there was difference in the elk. And they said that the way they used to talk about it here was that the eye tine turned down on one and one up on the other. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen that both ways, but I don't know what is any different than the elk.
Well, undoubtedly it would mix some too if that was the case through the, you know, over the years.
Yeah. And I remember if that was right, the eye tine turned down on one and up on the other. But I don't know if that had anything to do with the elk they imported in over there or not.
Did you ever run across or have any sightings of like things like wolverine or any of the other animals that aren't around any longer?
The only ones that I never saw any wolverines. The only one that I saw was you don't see anymore. What is that one? Looks like a mink.
Let's see. There's
he lives on squirrels and stuff.
Well, there's a pine marten.
Martin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Martin. I don't see the pine marten in here anymore. I used to see lots of pine martens.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But got so that I never see any more pine marten in here. I don't know if there's any in here anymore or not. But there used to be quite a few of them when I first come here.
Oh, back in the 30s there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was quite a few. And the same way with the beaver. Now, I had lots of beaver up here. And they come in and wanted to trap on me, and I always told them no, but they got in during the winter. They go up there, and finally they got them all.
Was it pretty much just up along Wolf Creek here, or were there some of the other tributaries where they had beaver?
Well, most of your beaver, my beaver here was on Clear Creek.
Oh,
mm-hmm. In there, they had a lot of houses and stuff on Clear Creek. And there's not hardly any signs of them anymore. They finally got them out on me. But I didn't want them trapped, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were kind of helping and where they dammed up that way, that, you know, and keep it from washing. They finally got them all. So there's one beaver coming up here last winter on the snow before. You could see where he went from one place to another, you know. And it went back down to the dam. And that's the only sign I've seen them for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And when you had the heavy beaver in here, about how long ago was that, Bud? Do you remember?
Oh, that's been 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
About 10 years ago, I guess.
So they've been pretty slim since then.
Oh, no. They caught them all.
Yeah.
And you can't have anything in here, you know, like that. Because they'll get them anyway. Cut.
Do you remember anything about early predator control, like when you're working for the Forest Service riding?
Yeah, they had. let's see. You had the government trapper. Towards the last of it. Now, when did I quit the Forest Service, babe?
Well, I broke my neck in 61. I think you quit in 64.
Well, they let me go in 64. Anyway, they had government trappers at that time. And they used to go along and see where they had them coons hung up, you know what I mean, and 10, maybe 8, 10 coons hung up, strung up, and porcupines and coyotes. And they just hung them up, you know. I mean, you could tell before you got to one of their place. Stations is the rule.
Those are the, what, the 1080 stations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used that 1080 then. I lost my dog during that, on that stuff. I had a hell of a good dog. But I didn't lose him back in the mountains. I lost him back over in the flats over here. It just seems like things have just dwindled down, just keep going down, down, down. About all your animals, everything seems to. And of course, when they sprayed in here, you lost all the birds. There was nothing in here, you know. God, you could walk, you could ride 12 miles and never hear a bird. There's nothing moved.
Do you remember what they were spraying for?
I think that was for the moth.
Spruce budworm, or?
The spruce budworm, I think. Now, they've sprayed about three times, haven't they?
Well, they sprayed some, I think, years ago for spruce budworm. Then there's the tussock moth, which would have been in the 60s, when they sprayed that, the late 60s, I know.
Wait till she comes out and we see which one it was. There was one of them. Boy, it killed every damn thing. There wasn't a bug of skeeter or nothing. A bird was that damn thing. Yeah. This is getting to be quite a highway up here.
I bet, with that paved road down below, the dam in there, the water.
They're hunting mushrooms up here now, too, you know. And you know what? Makes you wonder what these guys go by with their guns and stuff in these fields all the time.
Do you remember anything about any fishing as far as stocking around here, or what kind of fish were running? Or any change over the years?
The salmon used to run up here years ago. But when we come up here, they put that there dam in down here.
Thief Valley?
Thief Valley Dam, and that stopped it.
Well, that stopped the salmon down there.
Yeah, and the fish never run in here. You had your native trout, you know, about them 8 inches, and lots of them. Yeah, there used to be lots of them. And that's all there is now, is just your native trout in here. Now, what they plan in this lake down here, but these fish don't run.
They just stay in the lake?
They stay in the lake. Now, over on that other one, over on there, they put that dam in there, and them rainbow, I guess the rainbow, run on that little stream, they can't hardly get up it. And they were so fat, and they tell me now that they wouldn't let them catch them, you know. And they get too many of them, and they got so skinny, and I don't know if they're running there anymore. But
which dam was that, bud?
It was a private dam on the...
Remember what stream it was on, or...?
There's just a little stream, runs down through there. You know where the old McCants place is?
Oh yeah, it's
well,
roughly, it's been a long time since I...
Yeah, I went right over there. It comes right through McCants' yard there, you know. There's a little stream coming down, and they put a dam back up and through there, you know. And, I was going to tell you who put it in, but the fish got so thick in that dam, great big fellas. Oh, God, they were that thick, and they come up that stream. People got to going in there and catching them with the gunny sacks full, netting them, you know, from the ground in there. And I guess they stopped them, but when they stopped them, I guess they tell me that this fish got skinny in there, you know what I mean? There were too many of them. I don't know. I suppose they still run up that stream in there. But why don't they come out of this one?
Yeah, it's kind of, unless they got different species in there. I don't know, because I never did hear what they stocked in here.
I don't know what they stocked. They're silvers.
What was that?
Because I've cut my lemon down two or three times down there. Every time I ever went down there, about 10 inches long, so was. And but I haven't fished for the last few years. But then when this here a few years ago, God, it was always good when fishing in there. And I guess they do it quite a bit now because there's a lot of fishermen down there. But they never run up the stream. I've never seen anybody to catch one of silver out of the stream out there or anything. But the natives, they're still Indians, natives and stuff. And they spawn in Clear Creek. Mm. Now that's where we have trouble here. With, they won't let me move the gravel in the creek here. But what they spawn here in this creek where I moved the gravel wouldn't matter a damn.
We've done the gravel anyway,
right time. But up in Clear Creek, that little Clear Creek in the summer, that stream goes down, them little fish in there are just thicker and makes you wonder where they all go to.
Yeah,
Did you ever run into any of the Indian routes at all where the Indians would go in and fish while you're riding, either with the Forest Service or...
I can't think of the damn meadows up there.
Would that be? Would it be back up in the Grand Ronde?
Yeah, toward the Grand Ronde. Back in the back, way in the back.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon.
When I come here, at one time, there's the old platforms are still here from the old route that come through here, clean over, and went through onto the Grand Ronde.
The old...
Oh, I'll be darned.
The old ribbing of the rail or pole, wasn't it? What did they call those kind of roads?
Anyway, there's only one route that goes through here, you know. There's only one way you can go through. And that's right at the... when you go into the intake up there, you know where you drop down into the intake? That's the only ridge that goes through that country, and that was the road that went out through there and down, clean down through in the Grand Ronde. And that goes from here, went from here right on through, right on through that way.
No, go right up the creek here, up Wolf Creek here, was it?
No.
above Wolf Creek.
It goes over in the next ridge over.
Oh, the next ridge.
Oh, way over here, and then up. Over. But that's only, but this ridge here cuts into it.
Oh yeah. What was that? Old stage route? Or?
The old stage route and the whole thing. Right. Did you? What was that there fellow's name that him and I used to work together? He went over to India for or.
Oh, John Scoville.
John Scoville. You know John?
Oh, yeah. John, I remember from way back.
Yeah.
When I first came out here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, John and I, we run that route out there one time, a long time ago. The trees in it, they're that big around now. Of course, the trees are growing big here since I've been here, too. But went out through that way. At the Indians used to come up Wolf Creek here, but I don't know where the camp was any place along there.
Dolphy and Clara said it was right here at Clear Creek because the salmon came up.
Yeah, I know.
Because of Port Thief Valley went in. But where? They get their salmon and their huckleberries and their herbs.
Do you remember by chance when Thief Valley went in? About what you
said. I do because I bought a bacon machine. And it was in 1929 when they closed it down when Huddleston wasn't supplying supplies for them for the Thief Valley Dam.
Oh.
And that bacon machine, they said he just closed up his shop and walked out. It wasn't ever washed or anything. We have it out there, but I went to get it out here a while back and somebody had taken one of the trays off that had the ribs in to hold the bacon. It weighed it. cut it in there and it's a beautiful thing. But they said that they used to bring in 5 wagons every Friday night or Saturday night, Friday night. And he would have their order from the week before all ready, and it would take Saturday and Sunday to load up those 5 wagons. And then they'd party, and then they'd leave on Monday morning to go back to the dam site.
That was old Huddleston.
was that in Baker?
No,
North.
That big old building, they had gray building
that
sat there.
On the corner.
That was. Yeah, it still had the stuff in it when we moved here.
Yeah. The kids would break into it and get the bowlers, hats, and all the threads. And then some women come along, and Huddleston was there one day, and he would never sell anything. He wouldn't even be bothered with it. But these two women were from the East, and they talked him into it. But he happened to be there, and these women were buying all the old catalogs and all the old patterns and all the old sewing things and all the laces and everything, but he said they were just really cleaning it out.
I bought the baking machine and but I kicked myself for not buying the cash register. One of the great people.
Well, they'd already bought it. Buddy, they'd already bought it.
Was that it?
Anyway, yeah, ladies, you didn't get there quick enough. The ladies had already bought it. But that
you never see one of them, you know what I mean? There was big, one of them big old brass ones, you know, God, it was that long.
I don't know what you'd have done with it, but it'd been an antique.
Just antique. I don't know what I'd have done with it. They'd have nothing to put in it.
It's good paper, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Down to buy the counter, but...
But what year was that? Do you remember roughly?
When he sold down?
Yeah.
Well, Marilyn was here, and she came in 65, so it had to be around 68.
Oh,
we had a woman work for us for 7.5 years after I broke my neck. She raised her 2 boys here.
No, all the old-timers are gone now. I've outlived them all. There may be one or two.
Hard to get old.
But I had the best neighbors anybody ever had. God, they were good neighbors. People visited back and forth, and you know what I mean, and they work together, and they don't do that now.
No, it's a different world.
Oh, it's a different world, you bet. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good world.
If I didn't have my team harnessed and we'd haul our wood and stuff out in the winter and sell some and post and stuff. If I wasn't quite ready with my team in the morning, the guys had 4 or 5 teams out here, they'd wait for me. We'd all line up and go back up into the hills.
I couldn't believe it when I got
everybody that. Everybody load up their loads. Now we'd come with them.
And they had all those beautiful bells on the harness.
Oh, I bet that's a sight.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'd get up in the morning and say, is this when they're coming? Is this when they're coming? And they kept the road packed down themselves.
Oh, yeah. Which,
what area did you get those? Wood from, but...
Oh, upon them. We used to get it on the National. We didn't cost it a nickel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we used to get it on the place that we bought, too. From Mrs. White.
We all went up on the National. And sometimes, in the fall, we'd deck it up. Sometimes we'd deck and then haul in the winter, too. But we would, most of the time, we'd all work together and get our loads all skidded out and loaded.
But he wasn't too
we
well.
Loaded by hand, you know what I mean.
But he wasn't too well, but they took care of him.
Yeah.
And they helped him a lot.
All those, lots of those dead tamaracks in there, you know. We'd load up, and that's all we hauled out with dead tamaracks, you know. Big flat up in there.
Great big tamaracks.
Oh, I know.
We haven't followed it down here.
You don't see them anymore unless you go way back and see a few of them. But nowadays, they, with these 4-wheelers, they can get to anything for near, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I was saying something about like cougar of the last ones that you've seen in here.
What is that, Brooke?
Well, I was coming up Ladd Canyon, and it took them a long time to tear off that big rock.
Oh, yeah, on the freeway there?
Yeah, it was about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah. I was coming up from town, and I had one boy with me. I think I met him at the bus or the depot or something. It was about 7:30 at night, and there was a, well, I came from Washington, where I've seen a lot of them. here came this mama cougar, and I stopped. And there was enough of an embankment on the right, and kind of a road went up in there. They hadn't filled it in enough. And she went up there, and she waited a while, and the three little cubs came running after her. That little boy I had with me just went berserk. I said, shh, shh, shh. But he couldn't keep it. He just, whoop, 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 you know, he just couldn't stand it. And she waited till all three of them were there, and then they took off. Well, I come home, and the kid, of course, had to come in and tell Uncle Buddy, and we discussed it, and there was a boy from North Powder here that had come up and see our kids. They went right back and told everybody in North Powder. I guess there was 50 people went up there with guns with me that next morning to look for that. Of course, she was 40 miles away.
Well, they killed the last ones in there. That boy was hunting in there here not too many years ago. I guess been quite a while ago. Killed the last cuckoos up there.
One of the Harrisons?
No, yeah, I think it was from the Grand. He was out hunting, just a 12-year-old boy, wasn't he, killed?
Well, I remember seeing it in the paper.
In the paper.
That wasn't too long ago.
I do remember now.
A couple years ago, something like mm-hmm. What year was that you saw the one in along the freeway there with the Cubs? Do you remember about?
Well, they had the main part of that freeway open, with two lanes on each side.
Oh.
I would have said about 69, 70.
Well, that wasn't when it, I think when you saw them there, it was only two-way traffic on that.
No. Right in that one little spot, yes.
Oh.
But the rest of the highway on both ends was open.
Yeah.
But you see, the train depot was still stopping down here at the depot because Ted and Richard lived there. The depot. He was,
well, I don't know about that.
Well, Richard's the one that was here, went down and told everybody. The station master's son. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, he was a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
I never thought to tell him that. Well, but it doesn't matter. That cougar was 40 miles away.
But anyway, the game and stuff and things is pretty much the same species and everything. But there's just less and less all the time.
Well, they kill them.
Years.
Oh, my God. Bud was talking about, too, like when they sprayed and all the bird population went down. Remember what year or what they were doing, or what they were spraying for at that time?
Yes. What they were spraying for wasn't spray, honey. That was when they seeded after the big fire.
No, that's when they sprayed that they killed everything. When they seeded, they just, that killed a lot of the stuff, yes, but...
That killed all the birds.
No.
It killed the little chipmunks.
When
they sprayed was a couple years later.
After the fire?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, see, the fire...
But they sprayed two or three times.
Well, Anthony Lake you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, Porcupine area.
Well, I was thinking Anthony Lake's fire was 1965, I believe.
65, I thought it was 69.
No, it wouldn't have been that late. It was 64 or 65 on that, because I quit 4772 and quite a few years before that. But that was the big 25,000 acre fire.
Buddy had 1,500 acres under his control.
Mm-hmm. I had charged Porcupine at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that was 65. But then they sprayed, I think, for spruce budworm back maybe 48 or sometime in there, or maybe later than that.
Not
in the early 50s.
Here.
Maybe it was the 50s. I can't remember. But I didn't get here until 55.
That's when they killed all the birds and everything.
But I think they're spraying DDT at that time. Because
I wouldn't doubt it.
What makes your shells thin?
Yeah, that's right.
See, and that's, of course, then they...
You don't get your birds.
Yeah.
But I think we lost a lot of the birds from that spray when they put in the poisoned aluminum on the pine seeds when they sprayed them in.
That was from Anthony Lake's fire.
After the Anthony Lake fire, they treated all that seed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it took chipmunks and everything.
And I don't know, anyway. But after that, out of their sprays, God, it killed everything. Mosquitoes, bugs, and worms, flies, and anything you could come and kill it about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think we rode up in there a couple of years when there wasn't any.
It makes you wonder if that's still in the ground, don't it?
It's fine to me.
Well, yeah, I think eventually that stuff does deteriorate, but the thing is that it takes a long time once your population goes to ever start building back up.
That must take around. But that's the time, you know, it affected the eggs and stuff, mm-hmm. the birds and everything, yeah. you know.
Mm-hmm. I think good rains like we had this year would have done a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would have leached it down into the ground.
Did you ever see so much rain and just to do so much good?
It's almost like the west side.
Oh boy, isn't it wonderful? Oh, you know, and they go in the ground.
No, the whole thing went in the ground. It's just perfect for that. We didn't get much. In fact, I don't think we've had the runoff except for one day down there until like this little bit here, this last few days here.
Yeah, we didn't get the runoff we should have got here.
Yeah.
Well, if
we had runoff, but that was from the snow.
Yeah, right.
But we had a pretty good runoff, but nothing like we would have had if it had been natural like the regular years.
Oh, yeah. Tie your boat up.
You bet.
I was so mad at the soil conservation. I called him up and told him he was going to lose our barns and he let him put in some rock for it. They said, well, they didn't have any money for it. And I said, no emergency money? And they said, no. And I said, well, you should have, my lord, your soil conservation. Isn't this all the soil? We've got 6 foot of loam out there. It's all going down into the valley. In fact, it's going down into the ocean. And they said, well, the only thing we could do is if your barn was floating down. And I said, then what could you do? Well, we have emergency money for that. So I said, I'm going to go on TV and tell us. They've always wanted me to put on some TV talks for them. And I said, boy, they really got serious then. They come up, the game commission come up, the Forest Service come up, the S.